about five, not 10, five cross-selling and upselling strategies to supersize and grow your business. Now, if you have done anything or looked at anything online, there are literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of examples of upsells and cross-sells in the digital world. Now, we also have, and we see these all the time in the physical world, in physical businesses. And I'll give you a couple of examples, but let's talk about some of these strategies first. What the heck's cross-selling? What the heck is upselling? Cross-selling is offering people that are buying your products and services complementary products and services that can help them to use your product or services better. Upselling is offering them a different or higher price or more advanced version of something that they're buying already or they're looking at buying already. So if I'm upselling my coaching, for example, there's a basic group coaching program, or there's an advanced high ticket mastermind or a high ticket coaching program that people can be involved in where there's more done for you, there's more done with you activities, etc. That would be an example of upselling. Cross-selling would be if I partnered with other people that could offer you things to help with your branding, to help with headshots, to help with promotional things, to help you with copywriting or any other things that you would need to build and grow and supersize your business that I can help you with because they're complementary to what I'm already doing. So cross-selling and upselling, I think that's an example. If you look online, there are so many examples of this. Any product or service you buy, think Amazon, right? Who has not shopped on Amazon or in the Amazon marketplace and found products and they recommend and they offer complimentary things as well as upsell things that are in the category of what it is that you're searching for. They do an incredible job of that. I think of online marketers like Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels and all of his people in his world, and they are masters of upselling. Sales funnels, just go through anyone's sale funnel or sales process online as a sales funnel, and you will see cross-selling examples and upselling examples up the wazoo, as they say. So what are some ways to, and what are some strategies to use when you're using and doing cross-selling or upselling? And like anything else, you want to test it and see if it works for your audience. Some audiences are very, and some people, you know, our customers are our audience usually. Some of them respond very well to cross-promotion and cross-selling things. Others won't. And guess what? Even people in your world, some things they'll like, some things they won't. So you want to always be listening and paying attention to what works and what doesn't and continuously engage and follow up with them. That's our first strategy to make sure that you're offering things that they find valuable. It, you know, sometimes we as business owners get this awesome idea. Oh, all of our customers would love this. And we throw it out there and they throw up all over it because they're like, yeah, that doesn't do anything for me. That's not what I want. It's something we might want, but it isn't necessarily something that would benefit them. So we want to listen to that and engage, take their feedback, add more of what they want and less of what they don't want. The biggest thing that I think the most important strategy when you're offering a cross sale or an upsell is make sure that it's for the people you're offering it to. It's in their best interest. It's something they want and desire. That is the number one key. And it has to make sense to them. It doesn't have to make sense to you. It has to make sense to them. We want to make sure that we're personalizing the recommendations. Customer management systems help us to do this. Algorithms and things help us to keep track of what is most important to people. But we want to make sure that they know that we're thinking of them individually and specifically, not everybody in the world or in the audience that could possibly buy our products and services. It's why sometimes I will offer different products and services to my long-term customers and clients and better promotions and things for them than for people that are just coming new into my world. It shows actual appreciation and gratitude for those long-term customers. And I really do appreciate and am so glad that they've been with me for so long. Next, we want to make sure that there is a seamless integration in the customer's journey and the customer's experience, especially their buying experience with us whenever we offer them a cross sell or an upsell. It has to be part of the process. It has to feel natural. It has to not rub them the wrong way at all, because if it causes any friction, they're going to say no, and they might just say no to us altogether and go find someone else that they feel less sold to by. So we want to be really careful with how we roll those out. If it's in a sales funnel online, it you know, people get offended. They'll just click away. You'll never really know. But if it's a physical world sale, you want to pay attention to and have your salespeople really pay attention to and listen to the customers and see if there are any friction points so that you can eliminate those. Key touch points and product recommendations and upsells and cross sales should be made at key touch points in the sales process. We could talk about that in more detail if anybody's interested. Bundling and package deals are a great way to offer cross sells and upsells, right? One of the great ways to enhance the products and services that we already have is offering other people's complimentary products and services as part of a bundle and a bundled price that usually costs more for the people that we're serving already. We want to leverage social proof and reviews. We want people to know that other people have had great success with the things that we're offering them. The next strategy is, we've already talked about it, continuous engagement and follow-up, continuous improvement. I think we've heard that out of my mouth before, how important it is to listen, engage, and continually improve our processes, our services, and how we're engaging and interacting with our customers. Why? Because they're the ones that make our business successful, right? We put it out there, we share it, but they're the ones that decide with their wallets whether they're going to do business with us or not. So love to know, do you offer upsells and cross sells in your business already? If so, what has worked out really well for you? And also share stuff that hasn't worked for you so that we can learn from one another. Any questions, hit me up. Otherwise, I'll be with you tomorrow with another strategy that you can use to grow and build and supersize your business. Have an amazing day. Bye. Just can't see my